A Young Girl's Brush with the Civil War on this moment of Indiana history. Attia Porter was living in Corydon, Indiana, on the summer day in 1863 when a rogue Confederate captain brought the Civil War to her town. John Hunt Morgan and his squadron had been ordered on a raid into Kentucky to slow the Union advance when, against orders, the troops and their horses captured two steamboats to cross the Ohio River into southern Indiana on the night of July 8th. Beginning the next morning, Morgan's troops rode and raided their way through several Hoosier towns and then continued into Ohio as Union troops pursued, bringing the Confederate squadron to surrender on July 26th. Riding her cousin, Private John Andrews, serving in the 43rd Indiana Infantry Regiment in Arkansas, Attia recounted the day a visit was paid to the citizens of Corydon and vicinity by Morgan and his herd of horse thieves. "Our home guards skirmished with the Rebs from the river to Corydon," Attia reported, "and on account of their large number, we were forced to retire, which our men did in good earnest. Now that all the danger is over, it is really funny to think how our men did run." Porter also wrote more seriously of how her father had gone to fight, of the untrue rumors that he had been shot, and of the three Hoosier men who died defending their towns and homes. "I think that was the awfulest day I ever passed in my life," she concluded. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.